Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer, Mark. We're going to talk about and demonstrate an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, behaviors, trauma, drama, anything in your life that's holding you back or hindering you, blocking you in any way. And we're going to give you an opportunity to work with us actually live on the air in the second half of the show. So if you're interested in joining us a little bit later, get ready to call. And keep in mind, we can apply this process to any area of your life.
Deborah, there's something I want to share with you. May I?
Sure.
Well, I am pleased to report that I have had some amazing breakthroughs with my siblings. All of a sudden, it just felt like all of the baggage that was between us has been lifted, and I just suddenly feel so connected to them. They've reached out to me spontaneously. I've reached out to them. It's been very warm, very heartfelt, and it's just blowing me away right now, and I just really am so grateful for this because I absolutely know without a doubt this is due to the clearings.
How do you know that, actually? If it's been a while. I don't remember when we cleared with your siblings.
I don't know, maybe 8 months ago. But it's been a process because we've cleared with different aspects of the relationships with my siblings.
So how do you know? How is it that you're attributing this to the clearing?
It's just a deep knowing. That's all I can say. And perhaps also because over this last year, I have had like immediate results with clearings, whether it's relationship or job or, you know, what have you, that I really am attuned to noticing the effects of the clearings.
Okay. Well,
and when I check it, I get yes.
Okay. Well, you have the intuitive advantage there.
Yes.
I guess yes, that you are able to validate that and confirm that with your intuition.
Well, you know, I wanted to share my experience, too. It's been a while now, and I think one of the most remarkable things for me has been that the changes that occurred very powerfully, very clearly, very quickly after we did relationship clearings in several core relationships that I had, this is maybe a year ago, it happened so fast and so quickly that it was easy for me to attribute it, even without powerful intuition, it was easy for me to attribute it to the clearings just because, I mean, the next day, the next 2 days, mm-hmm. the next 3 days, I changed. And I found that the reactions and the feedback, the reflections that I was getting from these core relationships shifted immediately. And I find that so fascinating. And at the same time, the other thing that's so remarkable to me is that I really don't even think about those changes anymore. It's been a year, and the only time I even run it through my mind is like Gwen's talking about the subject right now, and I go, oh, well, yeah, let me think about for what my experience has been. Because it's just stayed. It made the transition. It improved in a way that I didn't even know was possible. And it's just, it doesn't change. So it's sustained. I don't have to maintenance it. I don't change. It's just the way it is now. So I don't even think about it. I love it.
Well, I do want to say that I've had also instantaneous results. I mean, that first clearing that I did the next day, I literally had a dramatic shift in one of my core relationships. So I have experienced that as well. But in this particular case with like I said, my siblings, mm-hmm. it has taken a while.
Well, you know, I know that I've gotten intuitively, and I've said and that it takes a while sometimes to integrate. Some of these changes are going to integrate almost immediately. Some of them are going to take a few months, and I do say sometimes up to 6 months to fully integrate, mm-hmm. because what I do know is that sometimes there needs to be a shift within you before your relationships are going to change. And we're clearing the relationship. That may mean that you are ready to express something that you've never expressed before. That may be that you are ready to release some emotions that you have not been able to release before. It may mean that you need to actually make some physical changes in your life. And, you know, I did get some feedback recently on someone that received a relationship clearing probably around 8 months ago. And what she had to do is she had to pull herself back together. This is someone that was participating in a lot of sabotaging behaviors, and she was very much in victim mode. And we cleared between her and her past relationship that she was very upset about breaking up with. And what needed to happen was for her to pull herself out of victim mode, get back on her feet, get her life back together, and then they got back together and solidified the relationship, actually got married pretty quickly. So all of that was part of her integration process, that it's not like a magic wand, poof, the relationship is better and there are no changes necessary. What it does is it moves you past resistance or blocks, so that you can recognize for yourself, even if it's just an inherent intuitive knowing, what you need to do to get that relationship moving forward. But a lot of times I've heard from people within a few days of the clearing saying that's amazing, that I have had problems with my mother for 20 years, and we got along better than we have gotten along in 20 years, 2 days after the clearing. But what's fascinating to me and interesting, and I do want to explore and get some more insight into, is why did it take you, Gwen, approximately 8 months to notice a shift in your relationship with your siblings?
I guess in part I was assuming that one of the things that you say in the relationship clearing is timing, in the highest and best timing. And I feel like this is really the highest and best timing for us to reconnect and bond in this entirely new way. It feels so light and fresh and clear and clean between us. I'm like I said before, I'm amazed.
That's fascinating.
You know, I have to say, as we're talking about all of this, what I'm noticing, and I think this is the first time I've ever noticed this, is that there's almost been an erasing of the stories, stories that I had about how they treated me in childhood or, you know, past experiences. It's almost like those stories don't even exist. It's really interesting. I've never noticed that before with the relationship clearings.
And these are stories
really
that you've
cool.
been engaging with your entire life.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, and literally, I cannot. It's like I can't hold on to them right now. They're non-existent, and so I'm able to just kind of feel into this relationship that exists between us right now in the here and the now, and all that's left of that old stuff are the bonds and the love between us.
Mm-hmm. The thing that I let go of immediately after the clearing, and I just was remembering it as you were speaking, Gwen, is that I spent a lot of time trying to figure out the other person's motives, like what are they trying to get or manipulate, or where are they coming from in our interactions, and I completely let that go. And I think that was a huge block for me in just being in the moment with that person in that relationship and sort of erasing the stories. That's the thing that resonated when you said it, Gwen. It's like that was a story I was creating and making up. I had no idea if that's what was really going on, but I'd go, well, I'm not going to be suckered in by this little game they're playing or whatever. And it was just, I quit doing all that, and my whole experience of the interaction changed, like, immediately. And I know not a magic wand, but, man, it happened fast for me, which is really incredible, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is incredible, and I really appreciate you bringing that up, Gwen, because, you know, as far as my knowing of how this work integrates into people's lives, it's something that needs to be shared with me from the people that I work with. I am following my intuition. I'm following my guidance, in what we're clearing. I can feel the clearings, and then when I get the cue that we're done, I just trust that we're done. I don't dig deeper into it. I don't go into what is this going to look like. So it's really
yes.
goes back to you creating your own experience, whether it be subconsciously or consciously. Actually, the majority of where your experience is created is from your subconscious. For most people, unless they've really harnessed the ability, you know, to power through with their conscious mind. So you are creating that experience of the relationship, and whether the relationship changes or not, you might have noticed that your perception of the relationship changes.
Yes. And one other question I want to follow up on that, too, is what does it mean when you do a relationship clearing? And is that something I can do myself?
Well, I think this takes just a little bit more explanation. Let's talk about this when we come back from the break. I want to go ahead and give the number out to callers. If you want to join us in the second half of the show and do either some relationship clearing or clearing on anything else, the number to call is 800-930-2819, and my website is consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, talking about relationships and relationship clearing. Ooh. And, of course, we're working with the modality of conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning. In this case, we're talking about relationships, moving you past any kind of relationship blocks, opening up new connections. And, Mark, your question right before the break was, is this something that you can do yourself? And what it actually means when we're clearing a relationship. So to answer your question the best I can, this is something that I started doing by intention. It started out, it's kind of like building blocks, and I've been building those blocks for years, working with and through my own relationships, and just kind of checking in on, and on a daily basis. I was doing this on a daily basis for years, checking in what is it about relationships that I want to repattern, clear, release, and setting those intentions, and it's actually turned into a massive list of intentions. And this is why I always start off with the opening prayer before ever doing clearings with anyone, so that you are only affected by the intentions that are serving you in the highest and best way. And this is actually the foundation to all of my work. And the way that I do everything is it has all been a very specific process. So, yes, you can do it yourself if you believe in your ability to make change through setting intentions. That would be the first thing. And we talked about this a little bit on one of the very recent shows, you know, worthiness of being able to make these changes, call these changes in for yourself. But then for me, it has been building my definition of what relationship clearing is. Some of the basic things, bringing me and whatever person I'm clearing with to a true soul connection, releasing resentments, grudges, opening up communication, the way that we relate to each other, the way that we see each other, clearing projections, clearing codependency or any sense of emotional indebtedness. And a lot of times, it can just be cleared energetically. Sometimes it's something that needs to be addressed or be discussed. But what we're doing when we are setting the intention is that we're going to release your blocks or your resistance to doing that and bring in the feeling of safety while you're doing it, showing you how to do this in the highest and best way, in a way that the other person can receive it. So my actual relationship clearing is probably about 500 to 600 specific intentions that I have set. And then I have worked on myself, releasing my own limiting beliefs about what is possible for me to do with you, so that I have essentially worked on my own worthiness, my own limiting beliefs, so that when I ask for all of these things to be done for you in a relationship, I believe that it's possible. And for some reason, as long as one of the two of us is believing that it's possible, it works.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen you, Deborah, continue to add to that list of 500, 600 components. Periodically, we'll be clearing you, and you'll say, oh, that's not my relationship clearing. Let me add that.
New stuff comes up on a very regular basis. New stuff comes up. It's been a process of building over years and years, but I'm very aware of everything that I've already put in. This is a very conscious process and is very dear to my heart. So I'm paying attention through all of it. So when I hear something that I've never heard before, I know it. And I say, oh, yep, that's not included. And then, you know, it's also an intuitive process. When I ask, is this relationship completely cleared? I get yes, but no, because I always ask two questions with every question that I ask. I ask yes, and is this divine truth? Is this really the truth? And if I get yes, it's cleared, but no, it's not the truth, that tells me yes, it's cleared according to what you are already aware of and what you have already addressed, but there's something left. So then I start checking in with my intuition and find out what's left.
Well, as you've mentioned before, I do my own clearing process that is somewhat similar to what you do, but a little different. And I know that sometimes I can clear relationships for myself, by myself, but there are other times when coming together with you is definitely more powerful.
Well, that's because I have a more expanded definition of clearing relationships. And, you know, there also may be some resistance that you have to seeing the truth, you know, related to the relationship. So I can help you to identify that. And at the same time, sometimes I need you to tell me what it is that I can't see about myself. So it works both ways.
Or the group energy. Sometimes there really is a demand for more than one person, you know, engaged in setting that intention.
Yes, we've noticed that several times in the group clearing calls, is that you and I, Gwen, will do some private work, and then in the next group clearing call, 2 days, 3 days later, it comes up again, and both of us recognize that we're actually going deeper because we've got multiple people setting that same intention, and that's one of the things that makes these calls so powerful.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, so Absolutely. We do relationship clearing on these calls, just to let you know. I don't think that we've ever mentioned that. Seems like a good time to do it. That on every call that we do in these Tuesday night calls, we clear three relationships for everyone. And this is not something that you have to tell us any details. we set the intention as a group to clear those three relationships based on everything that I have already done with and in my work, and those relationships clear. So it's one of the most powerful aspects of my work is the relationship clearing, and it's something that almost everybody notices a shift immediately. So it really brings out the essence of my work. So it is something that we offer on every single call.
Powerful stuff. And it happens right out of the box, right? As soon as the clearing call starts, we're getting into these relationship clearings, and it's always this exciting sort of launching place for the call, and I love it.
Oh, yeah. The relationship clearing actually only takes about 5 minutes, and then we move into all kinds of other stuff, empowering clearings, clearing blocks to success, blocks to, whatever.
Intuition.
Intuition, mm-hmm. Whatever it may be that is benefiting everybody on that call.
Yes, and it changes every single time based on the different demographics of who is on the call, which is always fascinating to me, too. So it stays fresh and different, and you don't know what's going to come up. Nobody knows what's going to come up. It just flows and unfolds so beautifully. It's just an amazing thing to watch.
That kind of goes along with how I live my life, because what I realized when I moved to Hawaii, I didn't know what was really going to unfold for me, but what I learned was that if I let go of what that looks like, that the universe will provide for me in a much more profound way. So I have learned to set my intentions for the highest and best outcome and, the basic intentions like that, and then let go of what it looks like. So you're right. I don't determine what we're going to talk about on the calls unless I get guided to beforehand to put it out there. This is what we're going to be working on today. But usually that doesn't happen. Usually it is based on everybody on that call, and it's not determined until the very last minute, until that very last person.
It's true.
Yeah, that's kind of like the radio show where we show up and we align ourselves with the highest and best outcome for the show and synergize our energies. And this is really how we do it. We come together, do those clearings, and boom, there you have it.
It's what makes my life exciting. I love that. I love not knowing on a daily basis what's going to happen today. What are we going to go into today? It's like brings in all the wonderment.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it's a nice change from the way that we have been kind of programmed to live our lives, plan it all out.
And how I did live my life the first 30-something years. But what I realized is that I accomplish so much more when I don't do that. So I have let go of that process, just like I said, basic intentions, and then let myself be guided through it.
Could we do some clearings right now and perhaps ones that the listeners could receive as well?
Sure, yeah. Let's just do some basic ones like what I was just describing, like setting intentions for the highest and best outcome from our lives, the highest and best outcome of the greater good. I always love doing that one. Asking to be in alignment with divine flow. This is something that I did on a very regular basis for many years before I released the resistance to staying in alignment with divine flow. I don't find myself needing to do this anymore, but asking just to be in alignment with the highest and best divine flow for our days, for our lives, for our relationships, aligning with the highest and best situations, people, experiences, and there's one more.
Co-creativity?
Yes, that's it. Wow, I've never done co-creativity before. That sounds fun.
Nice.
All right, let's see, is this complete and perfect? This is. So let's start with an opening prayer, and then at the end of it we'll go into this clearing. If any of you out there are wanting to align with all of these things that we just mentioned, just go ahead and say thank you. Give your consent in whatever way feels comfortable to you, and we'll do it. So we ask that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone who receives clearing today receives maximum benefit in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, big stuff moving.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you usually feel it, Gwen. Mark, what are you feeling?
When we start doing this, I always sort of get this lightness feeling, but I'm not feeling anything particularly stronger than normal. I love the way Gwen experiences stuff, and you do, and you talk about all that stuff, and I don't necessarily feel it.
Yeah, not everybody feels them. That really depends on your connection to your feelings,
yeah.
Your mind-body connection, your sensitivity levels. And Gwen and I are both very sensitive and can feel it. And a lot of people that I work with can feel it, but not everybody does. It's not an indication of whether it's working or not. What determines whether it's working for you or not is whether you're open to it and you're aligned with it. So good. Good idea, Gwen. Thank you.
Sure.
Nice.
My pleasure.
Oh, and we did check in with this the last time that we did clearings for everybody, which was a few weeks ago. We did check in with it to check to see if people listening to the recordings were receiving the clearings as well, and both of us got yes. So even if you're not listening to the live show, you can still receive benefit from what we're doing.
Pretty cool, I must say.
It's pretty amazing. Yes, so in the next segment, let's take some live calls. The number to call, again, is 800-930-2819, consciousrepatterning.com. And if you want to join us for one of the live group clearing calls tomorrow, Tuesday evening, 5 o'clock Pacific, you can register on my website. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. And click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane working with Conscious Repatterning and Clearing Relationships. Let's go to the phone lines now. We've got Colleen calling in from Boulder, Colorado. What can we help you with? Oh, I know you.
That's right. We met at a Boulder Circle.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
So what can we help you with today?
I'm just working on clearing some attachments and obligations with family that have come present recently since my meeting with you at the Circle in Boulder, where I was able to clear some stuff with my brother and father. And so it's just got opened up the doorways to what's next in the family layers of stuff.
Oh, that's an interesting way to put it, open up the doorways. So I just want to check in because it's, like I say often, it's my favorite part to hear feedback. And how is it going with your brother and your father? Have you noticed a shift?
I have totally noticed a shift, especially with my father. Since then, our rapport has become really sweet, really loving, and it just feels like there's a deeper understanding of each other without there even needing to be much said. That's been wonderful.
Oh.
And with my brother, it just feels like a calm. You know, we had a lot of strife growing up together, and it just feels like we're free of any kind of karmic attachment with each other. There's nothing left for us to do, and we can just let each other be, and it just feels peaceful.
Beautiful. So what are you wanting to accomplish today?
Wanting to accomplish, like, clearing obligations and attachments to family, specifically around my sister and my mother.
Okay. Let's see if there's any more information we need around this. We do. We need a little bit more information around your sister. Can you just share with us kind of what's going on?
Yeah. Long story short, she showed up at my door recently and had an interaction with my partner, and it went astray from there. And our old patterns of her bullying me came present, and I'm really wanting to clear the bully archetype from my field.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Let's just ask for the relationship between you and your sister to be cleared. Actually, I'm getting to clear the relationship between you and your old patterns. And I'm going to jump in on that one because I've never thought of clearing between me and my old patterns before. So I'm jumping in on that one.
Great.
Let's also clear between, you know, what I'm getting is your sister's archetypes and your archetypes. And this goes all the way around, like every single one of your archetype clearing with every single one of her archetypes. So that is a massive, huge clearing.
Oh, my God, that's incredible. That'll be perfect. Perfect. Yes,
yeah.
Okay. Really wanting to empower myself to live my truth and free from any kind of victim, perpetrator stuff.
You know, I'm also getting that we can clear between your sister and your relationship with your partner, not necessarily with your partner, because one of them at least has to be present and asking for the clearing for us to clear directly. But I am getting that we can clear between your sister and your relationship with your partner. So I'm assuming this is a romantic relationship. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I've never done this either. It's very exciting. But apparently, because you are one of the participants in your relationship, that you have the authority to clear that relationship with your sister. So let's do that as well. Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know what's interesting is your mother feels pretty clear.
We did have a completion sort of with this whole event, and we kind of nurtured a new beginning. So, yeah.
Okay. Let me just take a second while this is clearing. There's actually quite a bit clearing between you and your sister. It must be all those archetypes because, I mean, I can just imagine how many connections there are between the two. I mean, are you familiar with archetypes? I don't know a lot about them.
You know, I've become familiar with this particular kind of person. I was married to someone like this, and I had a brother like this, and so it was like, and slowly but surely, I've been more able to identify this sort of energy and what about me attracts that. But it's a longstanding pattern, so it may go beyond even just her.
It does. And I am also getting that one of your archetypes is refusing to clear. And I personally don't know a lot about archetypes. I was asking you because you brought it up. But I do know the basics that, you know, our inner child is one of our archetypes, you know, our victim, you know, the mother in us, all of those are different kinds of archetypes. And it seems like one of yours is just refusing any movement whatsoever.
Interesting.
Go ahead.
Oh, I think I got something. It's like a fear to trust, a fear of trusting, letting go of the fear.
Yeah. Well, how does that relate to archetypes?
Well, because it's my fear stuff that allows this bully to come in. It's my sort of not trusting myself, being unsure of myself, and sort of being afraid of my own power, and then this bully then comes in. And part of me is afraid to let go of the fear because I think some part of me believes the fear is protecting me, but it's not.
It's the bully in you that is refusing to be cleared.
Oh, interesting. So I thought it was my fear that was refusing to clear because it was protecting me from the outer bully, but you're saying it's the bully in me that's refusing to clear.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. You're right about it being the outer bully. It's your bully. We're getting a little confusing here, but it's your bully not wanting to clear so that it can continue to protect you from the outer bully.
Okay. Oh, fascinating. So interesting.
What? Your bully needs. It's a really silly saying this. Let me see. Your bully needs to know how to protect you in the highest and best way, without the fear, without aggression, and without denial. Those are the three ways it protects you that's coming in intuitively. I'm not going to try to make too much sense out of that right now because it's already confusing me, all of this.
I'm totally getting it. I'll just say that. It's really resonating.
Oh, well, you can explain to us while we do the clearing. Let's start the clearing, and then if you want to share anything, I would love some insight.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I am really trying to become more empowered with anger, like with my power, and learn how to be with it so that it supports me living my truth. And I've always been a little afraid of it, and so I give it up, or I submit to other people's power. And so it makes sense that there would be a bully in me wanting to stand up for me, but because I don't have a great rapport with that bully, I don't know how to use the bully's energy to really empower me. So I'm trying to come into rapport with it.
Okay.
and be skillful with it. So it's just kind of making sense to me.
Well, that's great, because just in the way that you explained it, I just came up with some other things that can be cleared for you, is that we're clearing between your archetype of the bully and your sister's archetypes, not necessarily your archetype of the bully and you. I'm not getting that you're giving up your power anymore, and I'm not getting that you're submitting to other people's power. So that has cleared. But now I would like to clear between you and all of your archetypes.
Thank you.
Okay, and while this is clearing, I just want to let you know I was checking in with you and your sister. That feels really clear now. I do feel like you could use some more self-acceptance. And I think that this has something to do with what's going on in the relationship dynamic with your sister. Even though that relationship is cleared, you can have more self-acceptance so that it doesn't continue to manifest in other relationships, the lack of.
Yes.
Okay. Not quite complete yet. Let me see what else. I just get that you need to know that it's okay to accept yourself. There's a part of you that feels like if you accept yourself fully, that means ego and conceit and superiority and the basic feeling of being better than others. So let's change those beliefs and just show you the highest definition, perspective, and understanding of self-acceptance and how to bring that, you know, that divine self-acceptance in, where it's not ego self-acceptance, it's more of you know, who you really are, your authenticity.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. That is the biggest clearing so far. Can you feel it?
I actually felt most attuned during that one for whatever reason. I just felt like I was really feeling it come in through my crown and my body felt dizzy.
Dizzy?
Yes, fizzy.
Fizzy.
Fizzy bubbles. Yeah. Carbonated.
Beautiful. Well, we're still in the clearing, so let's give it just another few seconds. Is there anything else you want to share in the meantime?
Yeah, you were right on with, totally right on with all of it. I mean, every little thing you were getting resonated with me as being something that needed to move, so, or change or shift or whatever.
Nice. Yeah, so everything feels really good now. Everything that we talked about feels like it cleared. Your relationship with your sister feels really strong and solid, and I feel like it's going to get better. So when you notice the shift, please feel free to call back and give us some feedback. Let us know.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you so much. I'm feeling really good. I'm very curious. I will keep you posted.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Colleen.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, let's take a break and take another caller when we come back. If you want to join us, the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. My website, consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious Repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient, highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, moving you past limiting beliefs, patterns, or blocks, aligning you with ease, grace, healthy, loving relationships, and prosperity. And right now, we're ready to take another call. We've got Jill calling in from Seattle, Washington. What can we help you with today, Jill?
I am struggling with the fear of death lately. I lost my father about a year and a half ago, and I held his hands while he had a heart attack and passed. And I felt peace and acceptance, a lot of gratitude because I was actually able to be with him. But about 6 months after that, I started having nightmares about separation, about loss, about fear and death. And so for some reason, that's a theme that's coming up in my life, and I'd really like to transcend it.
What's interesting is I'm not getting that the fear of death was catalyzed by the loss of your father.
Okay. Maybe it goes further back, and maybe that was a trigger.
It feels like there's a connection with your mother. Can you kind of share with us what's going on with your mother?
My mother was mentally ill, and she struggled with anxiety and depression. And she was extremely abusive and hostile and intended harm to me. My mother said to me in my early 30s, "When you were a child, you hurt me so bad, it made me feel good to hurt you back."
Ooh.
And when she said those words, I had my first panic attack, and it was very intense, and it lasted many, many hours.
Wow.
And from that moment on, I struggled for, really, really struggled for 6 months or so. I grew up feeling very cut off from God. I grew up doubting that God would allow the suffering of innocent children, so I kind of closed off to God. But when my children were little, I warmed up to my Jewish faith, and now I'm studying New Testament, and I'm identifying with the Christian faith, but I'm very Buddhist also, and of course the yogic path, so I'm a mosaic.
Lots of confusion there around your spiritual beliefs.
I feel like they're all spokes leading to the same axis, and I am not that wrapped up in the semantics. I've always been hungry for knowledge of God, and I've looked in different corners of the world, and I've gleaned something from all of them. So I feel strong in some respects, but I feel a bit fragmented, too. You're right about that.
Yeah. Yeah, what's interesting is that I do feel like you have a strong faith, but also a very clear disconnect, which is a little bit confusing, you know, how someone can have such a strong faith, but with a connection that seems to be almost completely severed.
It's almost, like you said, it's almost. There are so many times when I feel like I'm in the flow and closer to God, and then I just completely lose it, and I don't think that there's an external trigger. I think it's something internal.
And another thing that I want to bring up is you keep saying God, and I kind of want to cringe a little bit when you say God, because I don't feel like that is the term that you really want to be using. I don't feel like that's the term that's right for you. And, you know, there's so many different spiritual beliefs that all call this divine energy something different. I believe it's all the same. But you have God trauma. You have something between you and God that does not feel right to me when you use that term to describe divine energy. Does that make sense?
I agree. When the word God comes up, there's pain.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm kind of wanting to cringe every time you say it. And
sometimes I use the word source.
That actually feels strong for you. That actually works better for you. And, you know, I don't ever like to tell anyone what I think that you should call it, because I think that that's something that you need to determine for yourself, what feels right to you. And I know people that are perfectly happy with the term God and feel very safe and secure and loved, you know, with the term God. I don't get that with you. So source feels right when you say that. That feels right to me. So I would like to clear between you and the image that you have formed of God, if that's okay. So just clear the energy. Yeah, clear the trauma. I'm sensing trauma there. And I do feel like you brought that trauma in to this lifetime. So let's just clear that trauma.
Can I ask about that last statement that, you know, I agree that it's old, very old, but I also believe that I did suffer chronic trauma and neglect.
I get that you did. I just don't believe it originated in this lifetime. You came in with
and
continued to perpetuate that suffering.
I'm following you now.
So, I mean, we're going to clear it at the core, and the core is not this lifetime, if that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm, it does. Okay. It's in agreement with another spirituality that I'm involved with.
Okay, good. All right, let's see, is there more in this clearing? No, I think that's the first thing to clear, and then we'll see what else comes up, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, great, thank you. I want to strengthen your connection to Source, and I'm checking just to make sure that your definition of Source is pure divine energy. I get yes, it is. So the disconnect that you have with God has also created a disconnect with Source. So I'd like to basically clear the energy between you and Source, strengthen your connection, purify your connection, show you how to trust your connection, and also show you Source energy, divine energy, without trauma and suffering.
And when you're speaking about it, I cringe. And it's not a cringe that I don't love Source. It's just that separation.
Oh, I get that. I said, you have a very strong faith, but there's just that whatever trauma, and we don't have time right now to go into it. I'm actually getting it doesn't even serve you to go into it.
Energetically, it just feels like a contraction in my core, in my heart.
Let's clear that, okay? And then you're going to feel a difference right after we do.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And I also get that your fear of death is clearing automatically without even going into it. I also want to clear between you and your mother. I want to clear between you and your father. Do you have a brother?
No, I'm an only.
Oh, I don't know why I'm getting brother.
My mother had a miscarriage that she always referred to as David.
Okay, that's what it is. There's a strong connection with your disconnect with David.
For some reason, I know that, even though I didn't know that.
Okay, let's clear that. Let's clear between you and David.
My mother used to tell me that it should have been me that was the miscarriage and that she should have had him.
Well, there you go. No wonder. gosh, I sometimes I cannot believe what parents tell their children. So I have to clear with your mother, too. I'm going to clear with her as well.
Okay. My mother passed about 9 years ago.
Well, that's okay. It's whatever belief systems, whatever energy you're holding. It's also clearing with her is going to catalyze forgiveness. Release your guilt, because I do get that you have guilt associated with the whole miscarriage thing. You believe that it should have been you. And I think this came from your mother telling you this, but you have taken on that belief yourself. So let's clear that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Good. It feels like it's all releasing. It doesn't feel like there's anything that you're really hanging on to right now. Can you feel it?
I feel peaceful.
Let's see. Is there anything else? I get no. I'm going to check while we're completing this clearing. It's still going. I'm going to see if Jill has fear of death. Nope. Is she connected to God in the highest and best way? Yes. Is she connected to Source in the highest and best way? Yes. Does she have God trauma? Nope, that cleared. And is she afraid of death? No. Your fear of death came from things that your mother told you about David. How do you feel? Can you feel a shift?
I feel more at ease. I can just feel everything calming down.
What about when I say God trauma? How do you feel about that?
Better.
Good. Good.
Better. No more cringing, no more tears.
All right. Well, gosh, that was really powerful. Thank you so much for calling and for sharing. I'm going to just check in with the panic attacks to see if whatever catalyzed the panic attacks has been cleared. I get yes, it has. Good. Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'm kind of speechless, which is really new for me. If you only knew me.
Yeah, I think taking about a half an hour, if you can, take about a half an hour right now to just kind of settle into yourself and take some quiet time, I think would be really good for you.
I will do that.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Deborah. I definitely feel a shift. I'm no longer skeptical when you brought up, do you have a brother? I never had thought of that. It had not occurred to me.
Mm. Wow. Well, yeah, I'm glad that came to the surface and cleared. It feels good.
Great. Great. Well, blessings to you, and I look forward to our next connection.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Join us again next week for another live call-in segment and some more conscious repatterning. My website again, consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register to join one of our live group clearing calls for a full hour of highly transformational clearing and repatterning for everyone on the call every Tuesday, 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern. Until then, remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.